Welcome, little ones, to Bedtime Stories with Nana Shell. I hope you've had an amazing day, and I'm so excited to be able to read to you a bedtime story tonight. Now make sure you've brushed your teeth and you've got your pajamas on. Tuck yourself into bed and rest your head on your pillow, and let's dive into a story to wish you good night. The Lion King, No Worries. Once upon a sleepy time, there was a book about Simba, Pumbaa and Timon and how the jungle where they live is getting pretty messy. Let's begin.
Aye, aye, shouted Pumbaa the warthog. He slipped on a banana peel and crashed into Timon the meerkat.
Are you both all right? Asked Simba.
Timon dug himself out of the pile of beetle shells, leaves and dirt.
Fine, he snapped. Just a few bruises.
Pumbaa grunted. Sorry, Timon. Those peels get me every time, he said.
Simba looked at the mess around him. I guess we should clean a little, he said with a sigh.
Timon gasped. Have you already forgotten Hakuna Matata?
No worries and no work, he said.
Let's move instead. You know what they say. The bugs are always fatter on the other hill.
Yeah, said Simba. Why clean when you can move?
So the three friends set off to look for a new home. Before long, they found a tree with nice thick branches.
Timon scrambled up the trunk. You're right, he said. This is nice.
Grunt, grunt, huffed poor Pumbaa. A little high for me to climb.
No problem, Pumbaa, said Timon. We'll find a place on the ground.
Soon the friends came to a cave. It's kind of small, said Pumbaa as they scrambled inside.
Pumbaa, you're going to have to eat less, grumbled Timon.
Simba pushed Timon's bony elbow away from his stomach and said, Timon, you're going to have to wiggle less.
All right, let's keep looking, suggested Timon.
The friends found a larger cave, which they thought was perfect, until they realized they weren't alone.
Let's go clean up our old place now, Simba suggested. Is a brave lion like you scared of a few bats? Asked Timon.
I'm not afraid of anything, said Simba.
Timon shrugged. Hakuna Matata, my friend, he said. I'm sure we'll find a home soon.
The friends walked until their mouths were as dry as deserts.
This is worse than cleaning up, moaned Simba. Timon was too tired to disagree.
Pumbaa sniffed the air. I smell water, he shouted.
Soon the three friends were drinking water from a stream. Simon stuffed his cheeks with chubby bugs.
Didn't I tell you the bugs really are fatter on the next hill, he said.
Ah, nothing beats a mud bath, exclaimed Pumbaa.
Then Simba spotted a large hollow log. Look, he shouted.
Timon rushed over to inspect the log.
Hey, it's perfect, said Pumbaa, he called. I've found the perfect home.
Simba growled. Timon shrugged. I mean, we've found the perfect home.
Pumbaa lumbered out of the stream, climbed inside the log, and was snoring within minutes.
Timon stretched himself across Pumbaa's soft belly.
Maybe we should move the log away from the water, suggested Simba.
Timon yawned. There you go again, worrying about things that haven't even happened yet.
Good night, my friend. Hakuna Matata.
Right, no worries, said Simba. Soon he was asleep.
Simba woke to feel the log rushing toward a noise louder than a lion's roar. The friends were being pulled downstream toward a waterfall.
Wake up, Simba cried.
Timon's eyes snapped open.
Help, help! We're doomed.
What about no worries? Demanded Simba.
Up ahead was a tree root. Simba lunged at it, dug in his claws, and pulled with all his might against the powerful current. The log edged closer to the shore.
"Jump," commanded Simba.
Timon leaped onto the riverbank while Simba held the log steady.
"Come on, Pumbaa,"
Timon shouted. Pumbaa jumped. But before Timon and Pumbaa could grab the log and help Simba, the root snapped in two. The current pulled the log back into the rushing river. In seconds, Simba was lost in a whirl of water. The next thing Simba knew, someone was jumping on his back and water was squirting out of his mouth.
"Phew.
For a moment, we thought we'd lost you," Timon said, "but I saved you." Pumbaa grunted. After all, it was he who had gotten his hair wet in the rescue. Timon had only shouted directions.
"Okay, so I told Pumbaa to save you. Same thing. Anyway, Hakuna Matata, right, kid?"
But Simba wasn't so sure.
"I think we should go home and clean up now," said Simba after he caught his breath. "It's a nice home and it's worth working for, okay?"
So the friends went back home and cleaned out the empty beetle shells and stale banana peels. After all, Timon realized, that was a lot easier than arguing with a lion. And that is the story of the Lion King, No Worries.
Well, little ones, I hope you enjoyed our bedtime story. It's now time for our nightly prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the earth my soul to keep, that angels watch me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Good night, moon. Good night, stars. Good night, little ones.